you won't have to rely on someone else who is only guessing what your plants need. You will know something about how fertilizers work and whether what you are paying for is worth it. Information is power. Knowing how fertilizers work should also make you a more sustainable gardener and help the planet. Take nitrogen, for example. The production of nitrogen-based synthetic fertilizers is a very energy-intensive manufacturing process. More than 5% of the world's natural gas production is used to make these fertilizers. Less than 100 years ago, all of the plant available nitrogen in the world, except for a tiny bit fixed during electrical storms, was produced by microbes. All of the nitrogen in your body was naturally produced, whereas today half of your nitrogen comes from synthetic sources. In addition, the excessive use of nitrogen fertilizers causes severe pollution. Gardeners use 3 times the nitrogen per acre that farmers use. This results in excess nutrients that are washed into waterways and harm aquatic ecosystems. Using plant essential nutrients the proper way will help head off some serious environmental disasters already in the making. Manufacturing nitrogen so that gardeners can waste it in prodigious amounts is not our only problem. The world is about to reach the peak of its ability to produce phosphorus. The precipitous decline in availability of this key nutrient has led some to predict that there is less than 50 years' worth remaining. Gardeners had better use sustainable practices, or we will really test the law of the minimum with regard to essential plant nutrients. This is important stuff. Researchers are studying the uptake and the use of nutrients by plants because it influences many important technologies that affect us all. The genetic modification of plants and the creation of organic and inorganic pesticides, herbicides, and biocides all have to do with how plants eat. For example, many herbicides work by interfering with a plant's nutrient system, preventing some nutrient from getting into the plant and causing it to die. Many genetically modified plants are engineered to resist glyphosate, available to gardeners as Roundup. As more genetically modified crops are being grown, an increasing amount of glyphosate is making its way into the natural environment. If you don't understand how the plant nutrient system works on a chemical level, you can't understand the current GM.